This program is supported by ACT Foundation.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Smart Growth by ACT Foundation. And today on our chair, we have a very special founder, and she has an organization that I would not spill the beans just yet, but I would let her tell us all about our organization. It's a very special one. My name is Oluwatobiloba Akinlabi, and I'm your resident host for today. So, Omolola Ajijola, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, I said something in my intro that your organization is special. And why I said that is because it's unusual and very different from the tech companies that we see. We typically see finance tech, fintechs, mart techs, real estate techs, and the like. What do we tech yours? What is very high?
It's actually HR tech. In a way, you know, but it's not called HR. That's the beauty of Very Hire. So essentially, my husband's business experienced a problem, and I sort of carried the problem in my head because when he was talking to me about the problem, I felt his pain and I was upset about it. And I told myself there has to be a better way to solve this. There has to be a better way to enjoy running your business without having to stress about employee theft, essentially. And so I just sat with the problem. I was thinking about it for a very long time, and then one day the solution just hit me, and here we are today.
Okay, so I hear you say that your husband had a challenge in his organization. Do you want to share more light on that so we understand the pain point and the need for Very Hire?
Okay, so essentially he and his friends came together to start a business. They put their personal funds, got some loans, and attracted some investors. And then, of course, they did their setup and everything was, you know, going smoothly. They employed people and business was thriving. But one of the first major challenges that they faced was employee theft. It was really bad. It was so bad. And my observation was that they just laid the employees off. So I was taken aback, like, okay, so you just lay them off and then, you know, they're like, yeah, what do you want us to do? That's what we will do. And I just started to think that, you know, these employees will go somewhere else, mm-hmm. and they will not put that experience on their CV, and then they'll go into another person's business and then they will do the same thing, maybe even smarter. And so it just became my problem, essentially, yeah.
Okay, so I hear that your organization, if I hear you correctly, it is that your organization is into, are you investigating employee theft or are you having a repository of you know, theft from organization and also the thieves as well? Or what? So let us know what exactly
what
are you doing with
Very Hire. We have created what we like to call a trust infrastructure. And that essentially just means that we have created a database where employers would upload their employee records, their NIN, their password photograph, their name, their job role, their phone number, and their email. So what happens is that when an employee is caught in a misconduct, maybe theft, fraud, whatnot, the employer is going to upload that record on our platform so that we will keep those records. Essentially, when a lot of employers do that, before another employer hires somebody, they can go on the platform and check, oh, has this person been caught in a misconduct prior to, you know, being in front of me, essentially, yeah.
Wow, that's very, very smart. So that means essentially anyone can just go into the database of Very Hire to sort of verify an employee before employing them.
Yes.
That's really smart. I told you guys,
this
is a very special edition and a very niche segment. So what do you envisage the sizes of the market? I believe you've done your market research. And does this go into, like, aside from organization, residentials, you know, homes where we actually employ people as well? How do you scale your business?
Okay, so essentially we're focused on blue collar businesses and informal hiring. Essentially domestic staff employers and, you know, small, medium, micro businesses.
Okay.
Because a lot of the white collar businesses can afford to do background checks. And of course their staff turnover is not as high as, you know, the informal sectors and the blue collar. So they don't, so the blue collar employers don't have the bandwidth to do background checks, essentially. And so that we are focused on those types of businesses and domestic employers, essentially. And for the businesses, there are over 39 million businesses in Nigeria.
MSMEs
in Nigeria. So they are our focus and our target market.
Okay, so
that's aside the domestic employers, essentially, who, and if you look at a typical household, people mm-hmm. employ more than one staff.
Yeah.
So you either have a driver, a help, a cook, or a nanny, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine many people have thought about this idea before and never really, you know, worked on it because of the infrastructure and the size of the infrastructure, right? So are you getting any funding? How are you funding this? Are you in business or are you still in your MVP ideation stage?
We have been funding it ourselves. One of the things that we're doing is we want to try and gain some traction, which we're already on track to do, before we now start actively applying for funding, which we'll start to do in the next month.
Okay.
Essentially.
So where's the business in this?
Okay. So
how do you make money?
So right now we're free. Okay. You sign up on our platform, you upload your employee records. It's free to do so. The reason why it's free is because we are trying to build the database. When we have enough data, and then we'll begin to charge.
Okay.
But we are focused on, because this is not just a business for us, it's also a social enterprise.
Okay.
In the sense that we want to make it cheap enough for small, medium, micro business and even individuals to be able to have access to this information. So our goal is not to be overpriced. Our goal is to be
to deliver value to the market
mm-hmm. at an affordable rate.
So how's the response been, the market response? Because I know this is a big it's a big problem locally, right? So how's the market responding to this? Do you have more businesses or organizations? And I know you mentioned targeting the white, like, you know, multinationals or mid-sized organization, right? So how is this, how are the SMEs and the micro enterprises responding to your
business? Essentially, we haven't been in the market long and we haven't actually really pushed it, but so far we've had about 40 signups.
Okay.
Without any marketing at all.
Okay.
So I believe that there's going to be a lot of traction. Again, I think one of the challenges that I've seen is that people typically wait for something to happen first before they... if I haven't experienced it, I'm not eager to. But those who have experienced it, I say, thank you for... I mean, somebody sent me a message last week. She was like, thank you for this service. You know, you're really doing something fantastic to help us employers.
Mm-hmm.
So that somebody essentially has experienced employee theft. And so mm-hmm. she understands the pain of it. So most people who haven't are not really like, but those who have experienced it, and there are quite a lot. I don't think I know anybody that hasn't... either in business that hasn't experienced,
either in business or in their personal life that have not experienced employee theft, right? Yeah. So, I mean, this is Smart Growth. So, we're supposed to talk about how your business is going to grow and some ideas and what we can do to, or how we can just support you in terms of helping mm-hmm. your business grow. So, basically, I hear you say there are about 39 million micro SMEs in Nigeria. Have you considered, like, the associations, speaking with the associations to get the word out? Because I find this, I think very recently there's a coach and an influencer that posted something, you know, close to employee theft and offering some advice, and I think it gained a lot of traction. How have you considered partnerships with such influencers, coaches, associations, I mean, even to the government, because this database is also relevant to them, not just to manage theft as well, but also for employee records and employee management. How are you, what do you think?
All of those things you've mentioned are part of our marketing strategy. they're part of the ways that we intend to really push our message out there. Because what we're doing is essentially new. There's nobody else who is doing it or who's done it. So we're the first in the market. And I feel like some people are a bit skeptical, like, oh, what are they going to do with our data and all of that? But I can assure you that we are not, first of all, we are compliant with the data protection laws of Nigeria. That's very particular. And that's one of the reasons why on my team, I have a lawyer on my team. So we've looked at everything from the legal point of view. And we want to assure people that your data is safe and secure. So on that front, we are good, essentially. And then with the marketing, yes, we intend to Smedan, reach out to Smedan and other organizations and associations. Sometimes it's just hard getting to those people, if you know what I mean. Okay. How do you get their phone numbers? Some of the websites I've visited, they don't have their numbers listed for the maybe the association leaders or whatnot. So sometimes it's access to those information about those people where you can reach them, you know. Yeah, that's essentially what we're. But I feel like the more we put our message out there, more people will reach out to us. Because I've had a couple of people reach out to me personally to say, oh, I'm interested in what you're doing. I'd like to know more. So I feel like the more we put out, the more we put out our message or about what we're doing, I feel like we'll get more traction about for very hire, essentially.
Yeah, I think you should. You may also need to consider cooperatives. So whilst they're associations, they're also cooperatives, and you know, most of those cooperatives, like manufacturing, you know, cooperative. Someone was just talking to me about a cooperative recently, like, you know, and these people are employers of laborers, and they're also professional associations where you have enterprise owners, not necessarily the government Smedan, but Smedan, if you can hear us. Contact very high today. But you know, we they're smaller enterprise groups, right, that I think you should be a part of, right? Associations or smaller enterprise group that you can be a part of, and from there really get the word out, because this is a major issue locally, and we can see it everywhere across Instagram and people. So now let's talk about how you intend to scale this business. So what is it? Is this a $1 million business?
I believe it is.
Is this a $1 million business?
I believe it is.
Okay.
And one of the ways that we are planning to scale. So essentially, one of the things that we thought about when we started was that in trying to solve one problem, we didn't want to create another one. So I sat down and I said to myself, when we have a lot of people on our database and they can't get work, what happens? That can potentially lead to another kind of problem. So I came up with the idea of creating an LMS, essentially like a mind rehabilitation program, such that once an employee has been caught in a misconduct and they've been reported on our platform. And the way the platform works actually is that once an employee is reported, because we already have their phone number, and their email, they will automatically get a message from us saying this, and then they have an opportunity to contest whatever it is that they have been reported for. Because it was important for us to be fair, because sometimes you might be reporting something that is not essentially truth. And so one of the things we also did was to make sure that when you're reporting any misconduct, it has to be with evidence. So we've created an avenue for video evidence, picture evidence, and all of that. So the employee is going to be sent a message, and then they can contest. If they know that they can't contest it, then they'll be advised to go and do the rehabilitation. The goal of the rehabilitation is that we believe that when people know better, they will do better. And so it's going to be a training online. Essentially, our business is scalable because we're not having any physical product or whatnot. Everything is going to be online.
Tech driven. Is that LMS? Are you going to charge for that LMS? Or it's
we're
going to
charge
LMS?
A small fee for the because I personally believe that for you to be committed to, you know, the program, you need to have a stake of some sort in. But it's going to be a small fee, less than 5,000, around that.
Okay.
Something very small.
So the way I'm thinking about it now, I'm thinking of in reverse engineering. Like, instead of wait till you get all of those numbers and people, can you reverse engineer where the training sort of comes in right now? You know, you're partnering with some really, you know, maybe some coaches and people that are well-versed, you know, or knowledgeable in within that field. And that partnership helps you drive the growth, you know, of the organization, business-wise and numbers-wise as well. So do you understand what
I do understand what you're saying.
Is it possible, do you think of reverse engineering that?
Okay, so from where I'm sitting, money is, how do I need to say this in informal? So we need money to drive these things. Essentially, we don't have any funding yet. So, but as soon as we get some funding, we're going to start on that. We already have some of the programs that we want to teach people. Because sometimes one of the things that I caught in a conversation with an employee of my husband and the employee were speaking. One of the things I caught was she told my husband, because she had left my husband's business. She told my husband, this business makes 10 million every month, every week. They're making so much money and they don't pay us well. So from that conversation, one of the things I caught is the fact that employees don't understand how businesses work and how money moves. Because a business is earning 10 million in revenue every week, you're not considering the overhead costs, all of the elements. You don't know whether the business has a loan. And so I feel like that also drives
that education.
Because a lot of people are at the back of their minds, they feel justified to take the company's money because they're not in their minds. They're not paid enough based on how much the company is making. So that also informed some of the things that we're going. So essentially, I'm picking a lot of things and it's informing the kind of contents that we're going to have on our LMS.
Okay.
And one of the major things that is going to be on that LMS will be like a visit to a prison, essentially. Because I remember when my husband was doing training for a job at the bank, they took them to the prison to let them see that if you get caught, you will find yourself there.
Actually, that's what I'm saying, that, you know, that's a good way to sort of introduce very higher to organizations, right? So this is a training that is not common and it's a sort of case study or practical based, aside from talking about mindset, helping employees understand business. But there's also this aspect, you know, where they take them to. When they show them, you know, the repercussion of stealing from an organization and also the beautiful side as well, because I know some organizations offer stock options for their employees and whatnot. That's why I said, I think you may need to consider reverse engineering and also speaking with people that already that are trainers in this space, partnering with them and pitching that to organizations. I think they would pay you for that. They would pay you for that to say, you know what, we're putting this together for different organizations and you go there and put it together for them as an education for them whilst you have this very ire saying this, we can have your employee database and if anything
so
comes.
The way we've worked it out actually is that once the LMS is ready, businesses can, and even individuals can sign up their staff to go through. They can
the training, yes.
To go through the training. And one of the things that we've decided to do is that if you go through our training and you are employed and you go back into the workforce and you are caught in misconduct, we're going to create a blacklist where your name goes to. So you know that you are the one, now you are more informed. You don't have an excuse to go back into the system and then
do the same crimes. Wow, that's amazing. I mean, I was just thinking about it and said, okay, I was just gonna say you're the Olivia Pope of the HR. Olivia Pope of the HR industry in Nigeria. Amazing. So do you see the organization spreading into other African countries? What's your big...
Yes, I actually do see it spreading. I feel like Nigeria is a good start for us because Nigeria is ripe, you know, for a disruption. And once it can catch fire in Nigeria, I feel like it'd be easier to transition into other African countries. So I know that they also have this problem.
If you were to go to one African country, where are you going?
Is it based on business or
on business, please? The expansion would be where?
Would be Kenya. Tanzania. Yes. Okay.
Amazing. Thank you
but
so much.
But then the whole of Africa is hence the $1 billion.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to be a unicorn.
Yeah.
And you heard it from us at Smart Growth.
We would be a unicorn.
Very Aya is going to be a unicorn. What's your final word? So I know right now that people still find it hard to perhaps report employee theft. If it's not really huge, you know, even the smaller 1,000, 2,000, we'll just rather send them off. Can you look at the camera and just advise employers about why they need very eye and why employee theft should not be taken lightly?
So essentially, if you're an employer out there, I want to encourage you to sign up on our platform. It's free for now, and onboard your employees. If somebody steals 1,000 naira and they get away with it, they're emboldened to do it again because they got away with it. Even when criminals are sent to jail, they are worse off than before they even went into. So essentially, it's like we encourage them to continue to. One of the things that I say is that employee theft has become a culture amongst employees in Nigeria. It's become a culture that almost feels like it's come to stay. And the way to stop that culture is to do something about it. So one of the things that we put out on our platform is, we call it the Responsible Employers Alliance. I want to encourage you to join the Responsible Employers Alliance because be your neighbor's keeper type of thing. Mm-hmm. When you upload a misconduct or you report a misconduct, it helps another person, another employer, you know. And, you know, I saw a communication last year. It was from VGC, the estate. They had this list of people. And one of the things that I saw on that list was an employee that tried to kidnap the child of an employer. And a lot of these people were not caught. So they're at large. And one of the things I've noticed is that people do things, they run off, and even if they steal money, for instance, they eventually spend it, and then they need a job, they'll go back. And sometimes they are with you 2 years, 3 years, building your trust before they just, you know, hit you really hard. So I want to encourage you, if you're out there and you're an employer of labor in Nigeria, please register on www.veryhire.co. VERIHIRE.co. It's free. Just sign up, upload your employee records so that we can begin to build a trust infrastructure for Nigerian workforce. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Malala Ejijola. I told you guys this was a special edition and a special entrepreneur. Thank you for coming
thank
to Smart
Thank you for
Road.
Having me.
I hope you enjoyed your time.
I had
here.
A fantastic time.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
This program is supported by ACT Foundation.